Gone's revamped PPP law unlikely to stop corruption. I believe it is our rural folk who suffer the most from corruption, as funds better spent on schools, infrastructure, and social services are lost due to the greed of politicians, bureaucrats, and unscrupulous businessmen. I have seen this firsthand. Recently, one of my relatives was forced to wait 3 days in front of the elevator at his local hospital in Nakhonsi Thammarat before a hospital bed became available. 3 days of waiting for the state to fulfill its part of the social contract with one of its citizens. A 3-day wait that may very well have been less were it not for the loss of development funds due to corruption. Finance Minister Gon Chetikavanit recently estimated that if corruption could be cut by just 10%, it would free up an additional 100 billion baht per year to help develop our country. I think he perhaps understates the potential savings. Interestingly, Mr. Gon's ministry is poised to propose changes to a key piece of legislation that was implemented nearly 2 decades ago with the very goal of safeguarding against public corruption. The 1992 Joint Public-Private Venture Act, initiated by the Anan Banyarachun government, was in response to widespread public disgust at the bureaucracy's demand for quote-unquote tea money from the private sector seeking contracts with the state. Projects worth over 1 billion baht would have to undergo a lengthy, comprehensive vetting process by officials outside of the agency championing the contract to help ensure an independent review. The ministry now argues that this law is in urgent need of a review if critical infrastructure investment is to materialize to help support the country's development in the medium term. Few would argue that the 1992 law is perfect in its current incarnation and that adjustments are sorely needed to help match changes made since the last century in the country's bureaucracy, social needs, and economic structure. Yet, it is unfortunate that the new PPP law, which aims to establish a new paradigm for public-private partnership ventures in the country, says little about safeguarding against corruption that was the very raison d'être of the law it seeks to replace. I remember that one of the main points that helped lead to the creation of the 1992 law was the discovery that the Telephone Organization of Thailand, or TOT, had awarded a private concession to run 3 million telephone lines based on an investment proposal that took up less than half a page of A4 paper. And so the 1992 law imposed new regulations to help safeguard the public interest and the treasury. Agencies would first have to justify why a new investment program must be run by the private sector, rather than by the government itself. Feasibility studies would also be required to explain the public interest, with the National Economic and Social Development Board, or NESDB, tasked with ascertaining whether the project fit in with longer-term development priorities. Cabinet approval would also be required before funds are committed, with representatives from multiple agencies responsible for drafting the terms of the project contracts that would bind the concession holder or contractor. Naturally, politicians of all flavors have generally looked unfavorably at the law, particularly the vetting requirements outlined under Section 13, which effectively transfers power and authority from the political leadership to the country's technocrats. Of course, examination and analysis takes time. Mr. Gon has said that one objective of the new PPP law would be to reduce the time required to initiate and reward projects to the private sector to just 12 months, compared with around 48 months under the 1992 law. A new PPP committee chaired by the Prime Minister himself would have the final authority to vet and approve infrastructure projects. The need for cabinet approval would be halved to just a single instance. And the scope of the law itself, in terms of the size of projects requiring additional vetting, would be made flexible and left to the discretion of the PPP committee. Yet I can't help but wonder whether it is the people and not the law that are the root of the problems that complicate major public works. I agree that there are elements of the 1992 law which lack clarity and which can be cause for confusion, but cases are plentiful where extensive efforts have been made to escape the added spotlight demanded by the law, such as by separating project phases into sub-projects, each valued under the 1 billion baht trigger point, despite the fact that each project is indeed part of a larger one.